And we're back to this week's bonus episode for your favorite podcast, Report This Post. I had a brief hitch there where I almost said another podcast that I haven't even listened to in a couple of years. So I found that to be, I don't know how the brain does that.
Were you going
to
say the C-Town one?
No. C-Town?
Oh. I don't like
Cincinnati?
Yeah, that's right. Chi-Town? Wait, no. No.
What is C-Town?
No, Cumtown.
Oh, okay. Well, because I know there's S-Town?
Yeah, but that's a sad podcast, much like our
own. Well, the S stands for sad, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's right.
And, C-Town. I don't know why you would censor. Is it due to potential podcast beef and drama?
I don't... Do those guys have enough time to... Do they have enough free time to have any sort of drama?
I think they only have free time. I don't know what else they're doing. They were doing like stand up, but now that's not a thing anymore.
True. Yeah.
But you might as well get into it now. Speaking of podcast drama.
Yeah.
Specifically with the Brooklyn subset.
Yeah.
And Twitter, you.
Yes, it is.
We're recently accosted, I guess is the best way to put it, by an interesting person online regarding a certain other New York podcast.
Yeah, a couple of them. So what happened is that I posted Zenny Jardin, our pal, our homie What Set You From, our returning guest on the pod, posted some interesting stories. That she had hung out with Gwar in an abandoned dairy when she was 13, and that she drank schnapps with Lemmy from Motorhead when she was 14. And by doing simple math, I figured out that both of those things are probably 100% untrue and posted about it on Twitter, which got a number of replies either in support of, against me, saying leave her alone, blah, 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 sure. whatever. But one person in particular... responded to my post with their at is Chapos Are Chumps. Their display name is Chumpos Trap Housed.
Wow.
And what they respond to me in all caps is, why don't you that Will Meinecker lies about being Jewish?
Mm.
don't know what that meant. Someone else whose at is AUHSD Bond then replied, answer the question to me, to which I said, I don't care.
Right.
Which then they then ran with and said, look, it's the, they literally don't care.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, that's right. I do not care.
Right. Could not possibly care if what you're saying is true, what you're saying is false.
So
couldn't possibly affect you.
This uncovered an interesting subset of a Chapo Trap House truthers out there. That one of the claims is that Will Meinecker pretends to be a Jewish person on his radio program in order to then be a Nazi in real life, which is just real like boomerang logic on that one.
Yeah.
So that was cool. And then you got into it.
Well, yeah, why not?
And what was your thing? You posted that I am a Nazi with the three parentheses. Right. Around.
Yeah. I find it's a very interesting subset of Twitter is the incredibly annoying Zionist people.
Yeah.
Who, not a good stereotype to buck if they're embracing it so wholeheartedly like that. They get so, this guy in particular, he has 265,000 tweets.
Yeah.
In 4.5 years.
That's so good.
That is I would say an unhealthy amount perhaps. He kept replying, and like if you didn't reply back in a minute, he would reply again. He's like, "So that's a no then?"
Oh yeah, but like then and then screenshot it,
yeah, his tweet. to show you and to show everybody. He was like screenshotting replies that of other people that I was in the thread of to me, He's like, here's proof that they said that. I was like, yeah, I know. I'm in the thread. And he's like, well, I'm doing it because some, you know, these this people way, other sometimes people can... delete these things because they're, you know, and I'm like, please, because they're going to get suspended, whatever. Not, and I, what I said was just, please get me suspended so I do not have to look at your dumb fucking shit. And
folks, this went on for six hours from, I mean, like 10 a.m. to like 4 p.m.
And I was like looking at his, because he would quote tweet every single comment that we made and be like, see, I told you, like as we're clearly just being an idiot to this guy. As he would send screenshots of Will Menaker tweets and Felix tweets and all that. And it would like highlight the bad words. And it's like, you're, it's very odd to, for someone to say, highlighting the joke that they're making. It's like, yeah, I get what they're doing. You're proving that they're making a joke and this is the punchline to the joke. I don't, and you're incapable of, you're either incapable of getting it or you just don't care that it's a joke and you just assume every possible joke is based in reality,
it's,
of course.
Yeah, it's a coded, yeah.
Also, so I've listened to a lot of Chop. I don't remember Will ever saying he was Jewish.
I honestly think it's a conspiracy that the, because it is like, it seems to be like a handful of people, right? It's not, right. It's like, because all these people like are within their own threads and stuff. It seems like it's this handful of people that somehow, like, I don't know, caught a note that was blowing around in the wind. And it was like, Will Meinecker claims he's Jewish. And they're like, I have to report this. Like, I have to let everybody know.
Yeah.
And then proceeded to tweet 9 billion times a day.
Yeah, quite literally. And, you know, I see he's got, like, he's one of these guys with, like, 900 followers but follows 5,000 people. So most of those followers are just people who just automatically refollowed him, right? So
yeah.
He doesn't have any actual followers. If you look at his actual timeline, which I do not recommend, all of his tweets get like 2 retweets at the most, and they're just from guys. One of the guys' username was handle was like it was Dave. It's like his name was Dave Smith, let's say, and it was like Dave, and then in quotations, Will Menaker isn't Jewish Smith. So, so these are certain people with a certain fascination with a podcast, and it's, man, if you even know who, if you've heard of Chapo Trap House, you're already kind of, there's some, probably yeah, something a little off with you. If you know who the hosts are, there's something even more wrong with you. If you have opinions about them, you know, unless you're online friends with them like we are, it just feels really weird. Yeah, but really
even
weird.
Then, like, who gives a shit?
I don't know. I'm trying to imagine, like, talking to someone I know in real life about Chapo Trap House and just feeling horrible. Feel bad about my own podcast.
Talking, yeah, or talking to, like, them about it. Like, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I've DM'd a couple of those guys just for, like, very basic, like, you know, years ago. Like, hey, where'd you start hosting your podcast? You know, just very basic stuff. And but man, just like going over these crazy opinions and if someone's gonna have those sort of opinions, it's gonna be someone who's tweeted 265,000 times.
Yep.
That's a number that doesn't make sense to me. Let me do the math on that. So let's say 4.5 years, so we do 365 times 4.5, right?
Okay.
So it's 1642. We'll do 65 divided by 1462. 181 a day, which, I mean, they've had slow days, I'm sure. You know, there's
sure.
How many Jewish holidays there are a year? I'm sure they take those off.
Do they post on the the Sabbath?
Yom Kippur? That's one of them, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I know so little about, I know too little about the Jews to be anti-Semitic, I'm afraid. Like, if I knew more, I'd be really anti-Semitic. But
I think that's the best thing is if you are completely dunce about everything in the world, you can't really, nobody can get mad at you because if you don't know about it.
Yeah.
And that's the new thing I start, when people try to start arguments with me, I just tell them on, especially like online, it's just like, look, I don't know what you're talking about. So you can like, whatever you know. Like, it's cool if you want to argue about this. And then they usually continue to do so. So that's
fun. Well, they really want you to have a take that they can bounce off of. And if you're like, I don't have a take. I'm sorry. I really don't have anything. And then they freak out. They don't know what to do with that. So then they'll just keep going. Yeah, but when I told the guy, I was like, yeah, I'm a Nazi. He's like, yeah, I know you are. I was like, okay. Like, do you think I'm being serious? What do you think is going on here? What is this? You can't just yes and me because I know you're not actually funny or into comedy at all. So I don't know what you're doing. But that was great. Zenny Jardin, it's bizarre that it started with her. I don't understand.
Yeah, that's a good. Well, she's so cultural.
Being and, a 75-year-old lady like she is and bragging about being a teenager drinking with grown-ups is really pathetic.
That's really bizarre.
Like, you think about anyone that did that, you know, someone our age doing that with a 14-year-old now is that's so funny. Oh man, at that age you were like, holy shit, this is the coolest motherfucker in the world. This guy couldn't be cooler.
Just so good. The other thing too is that was somehow, that whole thread was in somehow response to her saying her argument that she'd still support Biden even though there were claims about sexual abuse against him.
Yeah,
so somehow her I don't know, her not being assaulted when she was a teenager was somehow involved with it.
But again, I see. Spurious logic.
Yeah, it's real. I mean, comparing Joe Biden to Guar is really, that's real apples to oranges kind of stuff, I think.
Yeah, a little different.
Joe Biden coming out with a big fake penis and just shooting blood all over.
Have you seen Guar live?
I have not seen them. Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was
14?
You know what? Something around there, yeah. God damn! What was the con? All I know is that it was raining, and it's sort of. I was in the front row. I didn't even give a shit about Guar. I was just like, I think I was. It was like Metallica or someone else was playing, so I was there pretty early, and right there for the front for Guar, and they're like spraying, you know, jizz and blood over everybody. But it was raining pretty good, and they just lost a little bit of the effect, I would say, but. And like, they're horrible musicians. Like, they're not even really playing.
It's very Kiss style. Like, it's just it's theatrics, right? It's, the music is secondary, if not third to everything else. Yeah,
it's
going
completely
on.
Third at absolute best.
The mythos and the whole stage show is really what it is. So
sure,
it's,
I
like,
mean,
it's like wrestling. Yeah,
yeah, it's real. Now, those are actual aliens playing guitars and shooting real cum on the crowd. So, last week, I believe we talked about I had a job interview.
Yeah, with that great episode we put together.
Yeah, well, look, they can't all be good. In fact, none of them are. So, that was just in line with everything else. Now,
okay,
had that interview, you know, good phone interview.
Uh-huh.
And with this roofing company.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for graphic design was the what the ad said, and the pay wasn't great, but I was like, you know what, at this fucking point, whatever. So did it. It was very positive. Had some very, the guy brought up several things from my resume. He was very impressed by, including very specific things that were like, oh wow, this is going to be a great fit, because he talked about how it wasn't going to just be graphic design. It was going to be other marketing stuff and social media and all that. So. Knowing that, he asked what I wanted for pay, and I asked for more than what the listing said, because suddenly I'm going to be doing a lot more than just making shitty graphics. So,
right.
Well, yeah, he said, you know, sounds great. What we'll do is we'll have you start, do like a little 30-day trial run, you know, where you're doing freelance at home, and then you know, if everything goes well, we'll have you, you know, on full time. I was like, well, that sounds pretty good to me. Wouldn't mind 30 days of, you know, work, even if it's never doesn't work out,
just,
you know?
Just for temp, sure.
He's like, all right, I'll get back in touch with you later today about, you know, a follow-up. I was like, great. And then, a few hours later, he said, yeah, no thanks. We're not going to move forward with you. All right. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, just no explanation. Just.
No. One of those boilerplate emails that I've seen a thousand of. Yeah. I'm guessing it had something to do with the money. It was not a good... Like, the pay was too low just as it was, and then throwing all this other shit on there, I was like, all right, I need a job, but I'm not going to just take the shittiest possible thing. And it's certainly fine just to ask for... It was even less than when I was making the last job, but I was still more comfortable, you know? And, the guy, you know... Or I don't know, maybe he found someone else. Who the hell knows?
Maybe my theory is that he was the guy that... not the guy that was the money person. Like, he didn't make the final...
Sure.
He took it to the person, you know, that signs the paychecks and said, yeah, hey, you know... Like, oh, no. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. All right. Now I got to be the guy that goes back and, okay, cool.
Or maybe he Googled my name and found this podcast and heard some of my racist rants and whatnot. Yeah. Who the hell knows? It's really hard to tell. You know, I don't think I've ever actually gotten any real specifics as to why I wasn't picked for any job.
I don't think you ever do, right? Like, I don't think there's anything.
It'd be so great if they're all like, you know, like an exit survey, like, you know, sometimes with our patrons leave sometimes very detailed responses as to why they don't want to pay us any more money. I'm sure we'll see a couple after last week's episode.
Yes.
And, you know, I think it would just be, I know to them, they're like, all right, we don't want them, so move on, never have to think about it again. But that sucks.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah. Oh well. Whatever. I just keep doing what I'm doing, and nothing happens.
Not working, right? That's okay.
He has the longest stretch of not working in I think 13 years for me. So.
God damn.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. Starting to finally feel some semblance of normality, but who knows how long that'll last after the last few weeks.
Well, I mean, yeah, after some catastrophic thing, if nothing happens this week,
then
you'd be pretty well back on solid ground, I guess.
That would be fine.
That'd be good. I had my own little thing today, made me think of you, or my car threw up a check engine light and started shaking violently.
And you thought of me because I shake violently.
Well, just, you know, you have car issues, and, you know, it seems like when stuff happens, it always happens to you.
Yeah.
So, so I took it into the shop today and got to pay $390 to have a part that was listed on the repair sheet as $14.99 installed. I just looked at that. I was like, son of a fucking bitch. So that was cool. That was fun. Always a good time for that. So love to spend that money that what really didn't want to spend, but hey, you know.
You're the handyman. I'm surprised you couldn't just like quote it and then do it yourself.
I'm not a car guy though. Yeah. There's too many things going in there, and there's stuff, all sorts of wires and stuff. I don't know what that shit is.
Well, there's some things. I don't know if you've done any work on your car as far as replacing things, but I had to replace a just like my passenger side mirror.
Sure.
That thing, like, what the fuck happened on my old car? I don't remember what happened, but it just like someone backed into it or something, just knocked it off, and I was like, the dealer said it'd be, I don't know, $240 all total or whatever, and then I was just like, fuck, I'm just gonna go to like Amazon, and I found the thing on Amazon, and then it was, you just take it off and screw it in. It was $34.
Not bad.
So, I mean, things like that, but I also had another issue with the car where like the struts were acting up, and yeah, I'm not I don't even know what that is. I don't even know what that word means.
No,
so I'm not messing
with what it
shit.
Does.
Yeah, mirror. I know what those are. Those are those shiny things that look like you. But struts, I don't know what that is. I'm not touching a strut.
Now, if you were my father-in-law, who famously repairs everything in the car with wood, you would simply just take a bunch of 9-inch wood screws and buy a mirror that doesn't, not for the car, just saw the other one off and then screw it to the car and caulk it on, and then have about 4 inches of screw sticking out on the inside of the passenger side door of the car. And every time you get in or out, it's like a nice little like booby trap, like a Indiana Jones thing where you're not sure if you're going to slice yourself open or not. So
he should really commit to it and just replace the mirror with like a wood cut of like... of like a car in the distance behind, so you just like every time you look over, it's like, yeah, some guy's riding my ass all day.
Just burnt on. With
yeah. Now, do we have any? I think we got some voicemails this week, and I believe one of them was in response to last week's main episode of Final Fantasy.
Yes,
is
sir.
Is that correct? Because we had a post on there that was missing some information, and one of our beloved listeners called 904-386. No.
Mm-mm.
They called 904-468?
Yep.
Post. 904-468 post. They called that number, and they left us a voicemail indicating... more information. Who do you know who this was, or are we going to let them say?
Yeah, this. Well, yeah, it's Zach, but he also says his name too. So,
all right, thanks, Zach.
So, this post was one of Geiger's posts where somebody said they felt betrayed by Final Fantasy, and Zach knows the story behind why. Mm. So, let's go ahead and hear what Zach has to say.
All right.
Hey, fellas, this is Zach in Ohio. I was listening to the Final Fantasy episode today, and when you got to the post featuring the Aspie who wanted to kill himself over Final Fantasy 13, you noted that he didn't say why. And to my infinite shame, I happen to know that that was because during E3 2008, it was announced that Final Fantasy 13 would not be a PlayStation 3 exclusive, but would release on the Xbox 360 as well. So that was the betrayal to which that young man, pray to God, was referring, and that brought back some memories. So I'm going to check in with some posts from the video game forum NeoGAF from that day. So there's some reactions from there.
All right.
Got one from DM Chapo SV. Says, I bought Sony's fucking console for this. Fuck you, Square. This one's from Zofar. Thanks for selling out your fan base, Square Enix. I poured probably thousands of dollars into your lap with your offerings on Sony platforms. Your support of the PS3 was instrumental in my purchasing one. Now you're murdering your flagship series for a quick cash grab. Why? And bold, because you have no faith in your fans. Mm. Konami turned out all right with Metal Gear. What makes you think we'd be any different from motherfucking Final Fantasy? I and millions of others have rushed out to buy your major releases precisely at release, time and time again. I'm certain many of us were still poised to do so and still are. I'm not happy that you drank the Kool-Aid. Oh, you had no reason to get into bed with Microsoft and take it this far. The legendary... Square just shot themselves in the foot. I don't know how much the rest of you know about Japanese culture. Mm. I'm an expert. But honor and shame are huge parts of it. It's not like it is in America where you can become successful by being an asshole. If you screw someone over in Japan, you bring shame to yourself, and the only way to get rid of that shame is repentance. What this means is the Japanese public, after hearing about this, is not going to want to purchase Final Fantasy 13 for either system, nor will they purchase any of Square's games. This is huge. Oh, you can laugh all you want, but Square has alienated an entire market with this move. Square, publicly apologize and cancel Final Fantasy 13 for 360, or you can kiss your business goodbye.
Good God.
Similar
almighty.
Reactions
all right.
were had when.
All right. Okay, yeah, I think we're good there. Thanks. Thanks, Zach, for that one. Holy shit. So, okay, let me get this straight.
Yeah.
The game coming out for Xbox and also PS3?
Yeah, I guess.
It coming out both of them?
It was originally, yeah, I guess, because Final Fantasy has always been PlayStation. I guess Final Fantasy 13 was the first one to be released cross-platform after, like, Nintendo.
Why is that bad?
I don't know.
Okay.
I honestly don't know. Because, I mean, it makes you think of, like, it's not like Metal Gear, because Metal Gear is only PlayStation. So that argument seems pretty invalid to me.
I am flabbergasted that they're upset that more people are going to play the game, in essence.
I guess that it's, they bought the system and now it's on another system.
Okay. So is it, did that mean, that means they would have preferred the Xbox?
Or is this
gamers just like very stupid people who have some sort of bizarre territorial thing where it's like,
yeah, I think it's that, because the thing is that it's not like it wasn't like shifting to another platform.
That I would simply be like, being released, yeah, of course, on either. I would be super pissed off. Like, I mean, I got this PlayStation 4 for this new Final Fantasy game, and which I have yet to play on there, and I probably never will. And but it's it's going to be on the system you have. And right. it's also going to be on another one. Is it this? Is there some sort of weird thing of it's an integrity thing of?
I think that's what it is.
Oh
yeah.
My god, that's
like, you can't turn your back on us. We've supported you for this long, and for you to go and give yourselves to Microsoft is,
you know,
unforgivable.
I'm old enough to remember when it was news that the Final Fantasy VII was going to be on PlayStation and not Nintendo 64.
Mm.
I remember reading Avid Video Game Magazine reader at the time.
Which you immediately tore up.
What are you talking about?
In a rage.
Yeah, no.
Tore it up.
No, I didn't give a shit about Final Fantasy then. And but I remember, you know, I'd follow the trades, of course, and being 11, and I just remember, like, the whole reason it was because Nintendo 64 was, you know, cartridge, and CDs held more space, and they had this grand plan for all these ridiculous videos and everything. And but yeah, even at the time, there were people who felt betrayed by it, which, see, that makes sense. Because if you bought the Nintendo 64 thinking, all right, the next Final Fantasy game will be on here for sure.
Right.
But, okay, I'm just at a loss. I really don't know how you can describe such a feeling. How such a person, a type of persons, can have these opinions. It's truly flabbergasting to me. And thanks again, Zach.
Thank you, Zach.
Zach is also a crucial character in the Final Fantasy VII game. That's probably why he's named that and why he knows all that.
His namesake, yeah. Oh, boy. I hope not.
Cooking anything fun lately?
Have I cooked anything fun lately?
I know you're kind of someone who will just eat gruel every day. Because
I can say I eat the same. I was thinking about that while I was eating dinner. I was eating my plain chicken breast. And spinach with nothing on it and an avocado. And I was just like, boy, I could just eat this every day.
Damn. I mean, I could too, theoretically, but then there's also a lot of other things I can eat. And then I eat those too.
So. Yeah. Cook anything? No, I haven't. I made some soup a while back.
Wow.
When I was feeling real depressed. I've got in a real soup mode. No, but what are you making?
Well, so last week I actually, after our infamous podcast recording for the Patreon episode last week, I immediately fired up a smoker at 11 p.m. because my father-in-law, who was staying with us during last week's debacle, was insisted on buying me a very large brisket because he wanted me to smoke it. So I smoked it, and it took about 12 hours. It took 14 hours total. It's cooking from, I went to bed at 2 a.m. with it on the grill, and then smoked till about 2 p.m. I'd say. So And it, oh yeah, in that morning, the next morning, woke up at 7 a.m. to a
torrential downpour, right?
Torrential downpour and tornado warnings in the area. Like my phone was buzzing and ringing left and right because it was like an emergency. It said like, take shelter now, take shelter now because tornadoes are coming for you right now. And my first, I was like, now I'm getting my fucking brisket going. There's a goddamn tornado that's going to sweep it away. So, didn't happen, but it did pour like a motherfucker on it, and got it into my carport area to safety, and then cooked it for a long time, and it was probably a little overcooked, but still very, very tasty. And then made chili with that as well, which is, my wife said, the best chili she's ever had in her life, so...
Well, she has to say that. She legally has to say that. So.
Oh no, she will voice her opinion. Don't worry.
Oh no.
Anyway, certainly been a source of contention around here. She really enjoyed it. So I still have so much leftover brisket. I mean, it was 11 pounds of meat.
Good God!
And just a big big chunk of shit, and you know, tasty. But then the other day, we were just walking through the neighborhood and just smelled someone cooking burgers. And I was like, yeah, I should just do that instead of like, it's a billion times easier and quicker and probably better.
Like burgers, really. A good hamburger.
A good grilled burger is fucking perfect. So
you get that. You put it on the bun and it leaves like the orange residue from like the fat. That's the tasty. That's a tasty meal.
Yeah, one day maybe you'll have that.
But you have to understand. I buy like 12 pounds of chicken and just cook it and just eat that for 2 weeks because it's
easy.
I don't have to think about it.
I get it. You're wildly depressed. I get it. I understand what's happening here.
If you offer to cook me a burger, I will eat it.
Wow.
But until that point,
that's just not going to happen. So I guess usually you'll come over for a nice dinner. I'll just make you some blanched chicken.
Spoiled chicken.
That was kept in the same room as a salt shaker for flavor. And you can pretend it's a gourmet meal.
I probably really like it. Sounds good.
Yeah. Now, I found this thread on the subreddit Ask Reddit.
Okay.
Which we've certainly covered a lot of ground with over the years.
Sure.
Wow. It has actually been years. Good God. Thread was called "What Makes You Hate Your Stepmother?" And user Jen Jones' mom responded, "She shot my father in a murder-suicide." To which the OP responded with, "That's scary."
I guess that's one way to put it. Yeah.
I just read it and just like, oh no, like. Like word scared
ooh, him. Ooh, I'm spooked. I'm spooked by that. I mean, hey, you guys. I mean, it's not the typical. Well, she's just a bitch thing. Yeah. You know, like
it's a good reason to hate your stepmom. I would say. Of all the reasons.
Rest in peace, by the way.
Oh, that's right. Forgot. About, you know, I was so caught up in the first word, I forgot about the latter. yeah, this was another post. I found one. It was an article in the New York Times about penis transplants being planned to help wounded troops who got severely injured in battle. Right.
Okay.
This article was then posted onto Facebook, of course, and then I found this interesting comment under it. It's like. Okay, great. They deserve to be given the chance to urinate like they did before, etc. But all of that, quote, it is a sense of identity, unquote, from the article is a huge problem. It is what male privilege and entitlement and gender issues stem from. The idea that to not be fully, quote, male is to be less than. I'm all for feeling normal, but they should also be going through therapy, too, to combat these terribly gendered ideologies.
Okay.
So, you're in therapy because, some Muslim blew your dick off with a bazooka.
Self-propelled rocket, right?
And you will probably never walk again. Your days of having kids are long gone. You will never have a normal life again. And the most important thing you should be focusing on is
gender equality.
Yeah, your toxic masculinity issues that you have, because you're a little too caring about the fact that your dick got blown to a billion pieces.
Oh God, it's.
Yeah, this is very similar to that, my This Ain't It Chief from last week about people who are scared about being, you know, becoming an amputee or whatever, and they're like, some incredibly awful, stupid person online said that was a form of ableism or whatever.
I just...
no one wants to lose body parts for... it's any not because reason. They think it's... they think lesser of disabled people. It's because they don't want to lose their body parts, because that is one of the most normal human thoughts to have, is to not lose chunks of your person. Yeah, my wife didn't want to lose her gallbladder, not because she thought people without gallbladders were icky. Because it's going to cost us $5,000 for no fucking...
Oh, God.
Yeah, so these people are just so fucking stupid.
Now, what do you mean by these people?
The types of folks who deserve certain things to happen to them.
Okay.
Types of camps to be put into. You're saying?
No, I wasn't saying that, but that was you. You were saying that. Don't turn this around on me.
I thought you were going to add right on to that with your own certain ideas and theories.
Yeah, well, we already covered that earlier, so my take on the triple parentheses podcasters. Great.
What's next week's episode?
Next week's episode is polyamory.
Yeah. Yeah, if you guys, in fact, I think you guys saw we had a little episode artwork contest thing where I think we have it figured out. We'll announce who picked the winner during the main episode, and you don't get anything.
Yep.
There's really nothing to get. You'll just, people will know, and we'll use it as a chance to promote the Patreon. So, and you're kind of giving us free advertising plus. Doing our work for us, so pretty much a win-win for us.
Yeah, pretty good.
Whoever won, I don't think you'll probably feel used afterwards. Won't feel like you contributed in a positive way. Next, we're just going to ask you to draw the damn shit and then record it yourself for all we give a shit. Actually,
if anybody wants to be our producer,
actually, yes, please, by all means. No, that would be horrible. You would not like that job, because that would be a nightmare to work with.
I can...
Yeah, go on. You were saying?
I don't have anything. I'm just looking at all the comments here.
We actually are looking for... If you're an artiste type and you want to do some of our older episode artwork, like pre-episode, what, 40 or something like that?
When we 45.
So... anything before 45, if you go to the like the SoundCloud and look at all the artwork, you'll see that there's nothing there for any of those episodes. If you see a topic that jumps out at you and you want to do your own little doodle, and you think it's good enough that we won't politely pretend you didn't send it to us so we don't have to use it, which we will definitely do, passive aggressively ignore it and possibly block you. If you don't want that, and you think you can have something good for us, go ahead and send it in, whatever. Who gives a shit?
This is very reminiscent of the voicemail that we didn't play, that somebody left us after imbibing in some alcohol and said that, do you guys just not know how to do this stuff that you keep asking for people to give you ideas? It's like, that wasn't really the idea, the concept behind it, but I mean, it does make our lives a little bit easier, so I mean, whatever works, you know?
It's pretty typical to have a listener. Look, here's the thing. You guys pay a couple bucks a month for something, and you know, we want to max out your value, so some people like to contribute to a show and feel like they're getting, you know, a little more than just, they want a little more interactive, right?
I mean, aren't we your best friends? Is that not the case?
I think, I mean, we're not even best friends, but certainly separately. What? What's that?
Ooh.
Now, I believe we have a, at least folks! We have a, at least another voicemail. Is that correct?
Yeah, this one, we got a voicemail. This is from Austin, who actually called in, was, I think, the first person to leave a voicemail when we started doing this 60 years ago.
History.
So he called back in, and he had a little bit of a gripe that he wanted to address us with.
Okay.
So let's see what Austin has to say, if we can help him out with it in any way.
All right, here we go.
Hey there, it's Austin again from the first premium episode you did at the voicemail. Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and fess up. I wasn't paying you guys until like a few days ago. And so when I left that voicemail, I, for whatever reason, thought those were going to be on the regular episode. So I waited a month to see if my voicemail would be on the show. And then I realized it was only on the premium one. So I forked over $5 and got to hear myself on a podcast listened to by at least three people I know. Like three people total. I don't know these three people, but anyway, yeah, that was going back super to cool. Sure that I'm sense. Still alive. Post intake is down just because I kind of took Geiger's advice and removed myself from the situation. You know, I'm still activated on Twitter, but I definitely do not spend the amount of minutes on there that I used to. So I guess you could call this a recovery story or whatever. Yeah, I seem to be doing a little bit all right. Except for the fact that my the fact that my voice sounds like total dog shit when recorded. So, I don't know.
A lot of dead air too.
Well, fuck that. Man. have a good.
All right, we'll do, Austin. Thanks for that.
Well. Is there anything you can do to help that young man in post there? Can you give him a little bass or something?
Just no. Yeah, I deactivated again today as well, or yesterday.
Oh, did you?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was like an hour after the whole Menaker thing. I was like, you know what? That was the first time I like got in the trenches in a while on Twitter as far as going back and forth with someone. Usually I just leave some sort of slur and then log off for a little bit. But yeah, so this one I kept hanging out for a while. Then afterwards I was like, man, what the hell? What was that for? Why did I do that? And then just some other stuff popped up that just more too in-depth looking at takes. And then I was like, yeah, fuck this shit. So
yeah,
it's good. I can take it for a little bit at a time and then I'm off for a while and that's... That seems to be the best way to handle it, right?
Yeah, I think. I mean, I've been so busy at work this week that I really even had other than yesterday.
Mm. Yeah, I can't relate. So,
sorry. Yeah, but the hell was that?
Right. The point is to Austin that, yeah. Sorry about. We didn't really have a plan with the voicemails as far as putting them in premium or non-premium. We just sort of said, let's see what we get, and then we'll put them where they make sense. So the problem is we don't really tell people what the topics are in advance, so it's hard for them to be... really, but, you know, here's a... How about this? Here is a task.
Oh, boy.
And let's see if anyone's still listening enough at this point to be interested in this idea. If you want to call in with a twit or twittin, as in you read us.
Oh, no, I like that.
You
idea.
Basically okay. Do what I do for a week, which is pick out two Oh No She Twittin tweets and then make up your own. You read all three of them to us on Oh No She Twittin, and then We'll guess. The two of us, well, I will get to guess for the first time in program history. It'll be an unbelievable moment. It'll be like seeing Pat Sajak spin the wheel and guess what the word is up on the screen.
What?
Anyway, so if you want to do that, go for it. Or if you just want to send in a This Ain't It Chief, I think that also makes perfect sense. If you have a good This Ain't It Chief,
yeah,
call up a voicemail and we can just plop it in wherever. It can be
that. Now,
that's probably a lot easier. One, just do that.
Yeah, because how do we figure out which one's not,
I don't know,
the true
one?
Okay.
Again, this is, like, this we haven't is, put any thought into anything
here
on this show. So,
no, untrue. 1,000% untrue. You put
too much thought.
You put enough thought into it for both of us, and then
I put so much thought that it feels completely unthoughted.
Great.
So anyway, yeah, call in 904-468-POST with your This Ain't It Chiefs for the week. Instead of sending them to us, sometimes you guys just, you know, send them to us via Twitter, DM. So a whole bunch this week. Just go ahead and call the voicemail, leave it in. We'll put you on the show. You'll become a little celebrity, won't you? That'll be a day you'll never forget. You won't even have to pay money to hear it. Like Austin. Austin paid $5 a month to hear his own voice. And he doesn't even like. What a freak. So be better than Austin. You don't have to do that. You can save your money. Call in. Leave a good This Ain't It Chief. Make sure it's, look, don't pick something that's just been going around forever, because, you know, everyone's going to do that. Find something fun, find some good gems, and also make sure it's funny and interesting. So, you know, this is becoming a little too challenging. Oh yeah, another thing.
Under 3 minutes,
please. We've gotten a few that are
begging you.
Like, my God. I swear, as I've said in earlier episodes, you don't have to call in. If you don't, do not feel there's a gun to your head to call in the voicemail. Have something to offer. Certainly don't wait till you're at your drunkest to call, also, is another idea. I know we've heard Christian on the show be unreasonably hammered, but yeah, he's a host. He can get away with it, you know?
I think I'm going to do that again. Maybe that's what I'll do on the next. When's the next
one? The next
bonus
one after the next episode after the polygamy is vaping.
Right.
And we're going to have a guest on who.
okay. It could be a role reversal from the last.
I was extremely drunk for it. So maybe we can, maybe this will be one where no matter what, when he's on the show, we can't have everyone be completely sober. That's the rule.
Okay. I like that idea. Maybe I'll break my edge and start.
Oh, you're
doing
edging?
That.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I've been doing the whole episode.
Goodbye, everybody.